the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14. This is letter number 4949. Baruch Hashem, the 17th of Kislev, Tovshin Yudzayin, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this to Meireinu of Osik V'Chosid with the titles here. Chaim Sheyichya Serebransky, he was in Melbourne, Australia. We had several letters from the Rebbe to him. And the Rebbe says, after a long interruption, I was happy to receive your letter dated the 10th of Kislev, the day of redemption of the Mittler Rebbe, in which you're writing about the advancement of Chabad matters in practical sense with the participation of the family members of the Feiglin family and with other activists. These were people that helped them widen the work in Melbourne in Australia. And the Rebbe prays v'yiratzen, maybe the will, that it should become stronger. This should increase and become stronger and more increased. And as I have written already many times about this, that when you will do it with the proper courage, when you work with the proper courage, and therefore that will be more energetic, more energy, and self-understood in pleasant ways. So this will automatically attract even those who are in the meantimes standing from the distance. And for sure, how much more so those who are close, it will attract them. The main thing is not to get scared if the first time you're not accomplishing as you want. And you have to try again and again and then again. And in the end, you succeed. And I hope that especially you will utilize the days of the month of Kislev, the month of miracles and redemption. Then it's more strengthened and it's renewed, the ruling of the heavenly court. In Australia, in Melbourne, at that time, it looked like there was this silent opposition, or more than silent opposition. Chabad came in and basically they took over the place over there slowly but surely. And sometimes they were writing to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe keeps on encouraging them and saying, if you see that you didn't work the first time as you hoped, don't let it scare you off. You try again and again. In the end, you'll be successful. Especially when we're dealing in the days. Utilize the days of the month of Kislev, which is the month of miracles and redemption. It again renewed the ruling of the heavenly court that because of this self-sacrifice of the Alter Rebbe for the teaching of Chassidus, so whenever it comes a matter of Torah, Yerushalayim, and Midas Toives, so then the hands of the Chassidim, those who are tied, and those who follow in the footsteps of the Alter Rebbe will be on the top. So the Rebbe says, you will be successful. You just keep on doing, because this is especially during this period when we had that problem, that promise is renewed again. I look forward, the Rebbe says. I expect good news and detailed in the above. And also about your personal matters. The Rebbe blesses him with the blessing of a festival of redemption and for good news. There's many different letters that the Rebbe wrote to him that we had previously, but the Rebbe gave a lot of energy and time to Chabad in Melbourne. And he was from the older Hasidim, Rabbi Serebransky, and then his kids later on took over, and they changed it. Today it's one of the most beautiful things. And interesting that in the next letter, this is Moshe Zalman Feiglin. He was one of the first Chabad people in Australia. He lived in Shepparton, which was Victoria, that's near Melbourne. He was instrumental in all of the activities, and we see the Rebbe writing to him a letter right after this letter that the Rebbe wrote to Rabbi Serebransky.